This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam rasulullah. Tayyib, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once back again, talking about Dawood alayhi salam. I was just saying that the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, he used to talk a lot about Dawood and the ibadat of Dawood alayhi salam. The worship of Dawood, how devout he was. عليه الصلاة والسلام. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in regard to his tasbih, even the birds and the mountains would glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Dawood. Dawood, brothers and sisters, was also murabbi. You know what murabbi? Murabbi, he used to care about and take care of his family. He used not only to wake them up at night, but he used to discipline his family. And one of his, of course, one of his children is Sulaiman alayhi salam. It was mentioned that Dawood has so many children. In fact, it was mentioned that Dawood, and this is according to the, you know, according to the New Testament and the Old Testament as well, that Dawood alayhi salam used to have 300 concubines and 700 wives. Some said that he used to have 8 wives, but according to the, you know, other narrations, he used to have, subhanAllah, you know, 700 wives and 300 concubines. So from those, he would have plenty of children. But of course, his most predominant child is Sulaiman alayhi salam, who was also a prophet. You know, Sulaiman, we'll talk about Sulaiman alayhi salam and the kingdom of Sulaiman, who ruled the entire world alayhi salatu wassalam. And Dawood alayhi salam was not only a devout worshipper and murabbi, also, as I mentioned yesterday, he was an inventor. What did he invent? Subhanallah, these prophets, they're not only just يعني, da'is ila Allah azza wa jal, du'a, they were also inventors. What did Dawood invent? Dawood alayhi salam, brothers and sisters, he was the first to invent what we call the shield. The shield, like the armors for war. You know that how many lives he saved because of that invention? The first one who invented the shields, you know, the armors that people would put when they go in the battlefield. The first one who invented that was Dawood alayhi salam. And as I mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made metal, you know, iron so soft for Dawood. He would play with it, just his pen would play though. That's how the iron was soft for him. Allah Azza wa Jalla made that for him, alayhi salatu wassalam. So he made armors, he made shields. He made those things that people would put, you know, the soldiers would put when they go to war. Alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Anbiya, verse number 105, with regard to Dawood alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ بَعْدَ الذِّكْرِ أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ.
Indeed, we have written in the Zabur. And the Zabur are, you know, the book, the Psalms that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed on Dawood alayhi salam. The Quran was revealed to Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. The Bible, you know, was to Isa. The Torah on Prophet Musa alayhi salam. And then we have the Zabur on Dawood alayhi salam. And brothers and sisters, all these divine books, imagine, all these divine books were revealed on the month of Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. The scrolls of Ibrahim, the Zabur, the Psalms of Dawood or David, the Torah of Moses, the Bible of Jesus, the Quran of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All these divine books were revealed on the month of Ramadan. Have you known that? Did you know that, my sisters and brothers? The month of Ramadan is the month where all the divine books were revealed on, subhanAllah, including all these other books, not only the Quran. Yes, the Quran, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ in a blessed night. You know, that night, the night of the power, the night which is in the night in the month of Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr, right? This is with regard to the Quran. But then all the other books were also revealed in the month of Ramadan. Brothers and sisters, Dawood was known to rebuild Bayt al-Maqdis, Jerusalem. He was also known that he was the man who rebuilt Bayt al-Maqdis, and we'll talk about this inshallah ta'ala. Because Bayt al-Maqdis was being destroyed, and we will talk about, you know, this ruler, this dictator, worse than Fir'aun, Bukhtanassar or Nebuchadnezzar in English, Bukhtanassar, who conquered Palestine and he destroyed all the houses of worships and whatnot. And then Dawood alayhi salam, he rebuilt Bayt al-Maqdis. But before, you know, he rebuilt it, there was a Yahudi who used to live there. And then he asked that Yahudi to sell him that house. And then the Yahudi said, the Jewish man, you know, the Jewish person says, to sell the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to fill it with ghanam, to fill it with cattle, you know, fill it with sheep. And then Dawood says, I will buy. And then he says, no, to fill it with ibil, to fill it with camels. Dawood said, I'll buy. And then the man said, to fill it with horses. يعني, whatever, you know, this house here, this يعني القدس, whatever it can hold from horses, from ibil, from camels and from sheep, you know, I will sell. And then Dawood kept saying, I shall buy, whatever the cost is of Ilya, as they used to call it, Ilya, Bayt al-Maqdis, the Quds used to be called Ilya, right? And he bought it, and then he rebuilt it, sallallahu alayhi salatu wassalam. Dawood alayhi salam used to have a beautiful dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbaka wa hubba man yuhibbuk. This is a beautiful dua. Please try to memorize it. A beautiful dua. The Prophet used to make this dua as well. He used to say, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba al-amal ladhi yuqarribuna ila hubbik. Oh Allah, I ask you your love. Wa hubba al-amal wa hubba man yuhibbuk, and the love of those who love you. Ya salam. Oh Allah, I ask for your love. I ask you your love. And I ask you to bless me to love those who love you. وَحُبَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّكُ وَحُبَّ الْعَمَلَ الَّذِي يُقَرِّبُنَا لِحُبِّكُ. And make me love every action that is beloved by you. Not only I ask for your love, I ask for your love, and I ask to love those who love you. Allahu Akbar. To love those who love you. And to love any action that is beloved by you. Oh Allah, make my love, look, my love towards you, more beloved to me than water, than cold water. Why cold water? أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ نَفْسِي وَأَهْلِي وَمِنْ بَالِي. Make your love more beloved to me than my own soul, than my own self, than my own family, than the cold water. This is a beautiful dua that the Prophet used to make as well. He learned it from Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. Dawood used to say, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba al-amal ladhi yuqarribuni ila hubbik. Allahumma aj'al hubbaka ahabba ilayya min nafsi wa min ahli wa min al-ma'il barid. Oh Allah, I ask you for your love. Grant me your love. And grant me to love those who love you. And grant me to love any action that is beloved by you. And grant me, make my love, you know, my love towards you, make it more beloved to me than my own self, than my own family, and than the cold water. Why the cold water, oh David? Dawood, why the cold water? Brothers and sisters, when you are so thirsty and you want to quench that thirst, subhanAllah, when you drink that cold water, as if that cold water brings you back to life. You're about to die, and subhanAllah, that cold water gives back life to you. So Dawood used to say, make my love towards you more beloved to me than the cold water, than al-ma'il barid. So remember this dua that Dawood alayhi salam used to make. So he used to have a beautiful voice, Dawood. He used to have a beautiful voice. You know, it's been narrated that Dawood alayhi salam had like 70 different voices, 70 different beautiful voices. So much so, brothers and sisters, in Jannah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathers all the believers with the prophets, you know, all gathered before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that day where we will go to see the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah azza wa jalla will call Dawood to come and to recite and to praise him with his voice. Dawood will come to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his beautiful voice. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dawood alayhi salam used to, when Ibn Mas'ud used to recite the Quran and the Prophet heard him, the Prophet stopped and started listening to Ibn Mas'ud reciting the Quran. And then when he finished, he met him the second day and he says, you've been blessed with one of the voices of Dawood alayhi salam. You've been blessed with one of the tunes, you know, of Dawood alayhi salam. Dawood had a beautiful voice, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna sakhanna ma'hu al-jibal, yusabbihna bil-ashi wal-ishraq, wa tayra mahshuratan, kullun lahu awwab. The jibal used to praise Allah with him. The trees, the mountains, the tayr, the birds, whenever he used to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they used to sway and praise Allah with him because of the beauty of his voice, alayhi as-salam. Brothers and sisters, let's talk about the story of Dawood now. I just gave you a preview. I gave you like a summary of Dawood as a person, Dawood as an individual, Dawood as a worshipper, as a devout worshipper. Now, let us talk about the actual story of Dawood and how he was sent to Banu Israel. Sisters and brothers, those on Facebook and those on Instagram, are you guys ready? Are you guys ready now? Now we're going to officially start talking about the story, because the theme is the stories of the prophets. Now I only talked about the man, the person. Now I need to talk about the story of the man, the story of Dawood alayhi salam. You guys are ready? Are you sisters and brothers ready? Huh? Those of you on Facebook, Bismillah, let's start talking about Dawood alayhi salam. طيب يلا بسم الله. Remember we talked about, you know, Banu Israel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept sending one prophet after another. After the death of Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent, you know, Yusha ibn Nun, Joshua, right? Yusha ibn Nun, Joshua. And then after Joshua, then you have, then came Haskil. And after Haskil, then came Elias. And after Elias, the one prophet after another. They will live with them, but then they start deviating. They started deviating, you know, on and off and on and off. And then Allah kept on sending prophet after prophet. Came this man by the name of Bukhtanassar or Nebu Shadnezar, who came from Babylon in Iraq. And he was very known to be a dictator, an oppressor, you know, an oppressor, a big oppressor. He entered, conquered Syria, Sham. And then Bayt al-Maqdis, he entered Bayt al-Maqdis. He was the one actually who took the Tabut. And what's the Tabut? Tabut, my brothers and sisters, is that box that used to belong to Musa, where the Torah and the staff of Musa were kept in. They were kept in this called the Tabut. So Bukhtanassar took that Tabut from Banu Israel. He took it, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then they deviated again. Banu Israel deviated. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon them another prophet by the name of Shamuel. And then now Shamuel has to take again Banu Israel, go back to Palestine. Go back because Palestine has been again conquered by those I mentioned yesterday, Al-Amalika, the giants, the Palestinian giants. So he was forming an army. As he was forming an army, they said, and then this is in Surah Al-Baqarah, brothers and sisters, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 246. They keep saying to their prophet Shamuel, we need to fight, we need to go and struggle, we need to get back Al-Quds. So then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, قال هل عسيتم ان كتب عليكم القتال الا تقاتلوا. How about if قتال, how about if you know, struggling and fighting was prescribed upon you, will you slack again? Will you step back? فَلَمَّا كُتِبَ عَلِيهِمُ الْقِتَالُ تَوَلَّوْا إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْهُمْ. Again, this is the Bani Israel, as they are. When the qital, when the struggling, when the struggle, when the fight was prescribed upon them, again, one more time, they slacked again. They were put off. What did they say? وَمَا لَنَا أَلَّا نُقَاتِلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. He said, why should we go and call and fight for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal? No, we don't want to God until we have, until you bring a leader from us who can lead us. We need a king. We need a ruler. Okay, you need a ruler. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a ruler, a king by the name of Talut. Talut, or called Saul. Saul, Talut. But Talut, he wasn't wealthy. He was a good man. He was a righteous man. But he wasn't really wealthy. But Allah Azza wa Jalla chose him as a king to rule. This is in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 247. And they said, why should we accept this man as a king, Talut? Saul, why should we accept him? And وَلَمْ يُؤْتَ سَأَةً مِنَ الْمَالِ. And he's not wealthy. Banu Israel, they look, oh, materialistic people. Remember what I said? They had a sickness in their heart. They were sick in their heart. They were sick in their aqidah. They keep on asking for things, and then when Allah Azza wa Jalla gives them, you know, whatever they ask for, they start again asking for other things. We want a king. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, okay, here's a king, Talut. Oh, we don't want Talut. He's not wealthy. How can we, you know, have a ruler? How can we have a leader? How can we have a king who's not from us, who's not as wealthy? No, we don't want him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاهُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَزَادَهُ بَسْطَةً فِي الْعِلْمِ وَالْجِسْمِ. Their king, Shamuel, their Nabi, their prophet Samuel, said, Allah Azza wa Jal has chosen him. Allah Azza wa Jal increased him in knowledge and strength. Maybe he doesn't have wealth, but Allah increased him in knowledge and strength. So he is your king. Follow him. He's your leader. And then, oh, we want to see a sign. Look at Banu Israel. They want to see signs. It's the same hardship they caused to Musa. Remember the one we talked about, Musa and Banu Israel. Despite all the signs, all the clear evidence, they kept on slacking, they kept on doubting, they kept on denying. So now they want to see a sign. They said, we want to see a sign. If he's a king and he has knowledge and he has strength, we need to see a sign. Then they said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ آيَةَ مُلْكِهِ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمُ التَّابُوتُ فِيهِ سَكِينَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. The sign is that the tabut, the box, where that Bukhtanassar has stolen, that box will be carried by the angels, and it will come down to earth. You know, it will come down to earth carried by the angels. They will see before their eyes the box that has in it the Torah, and in it was the staff of Musa carried by the angels coming down from the heavens into the earth. This is the sign. And what else do you need just to believe? Ya Banu Israel, ya children of Israel, what else do you need to believe? You see the angels coming down from the sky, holding the tabut, holding, carrying this tabut, bringing it down to earth. All right, then follow the king, follow Talut, follow Saul. So they had no other choice. Talut took the tabut, as he is the king. And now they're forming that army to go back to Palestine. And then their king told them, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مُبْتَلِيكُمْ بِنَهَرْ فَمَن شَرِبَ مِنْهُ فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي وَمَن لَمْ يَطْعَمُ فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي إِلَّا مَنْ اخْتَرَفَ غُرْفَةً بِيَدِهِ. Alright, as he formed the army, now they go into Palestine to face, you know, that other army. We will talk about it shortly, inshallah ta'ala. And then on the way, their king told them, listen, Allah Azza wa Jal will trial you with a river. You're going to be thirsty. So whosoever drinks from it, he's not from me. He will not follow me. And whoever does not drink from it will follow me. Except you have, you know, only one day where you can drink from that river, from that lake, from that spring. Do not drink from it other than that time that it's been appointed to you. Only there was a time that's been appointed to you to drink. Only drink within that appointed time. Other than that, don't drink. This is my condition if you want to follow me. But again, that's Banu Israel. Despite all the clear evidence, are they going to follow their king? Are they going to follow their prophet? You know the answer. I don't have to tell you the answer. You know who they are now. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَشَرِبُوا مِنْهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِنْهُمْ. The majority of them drank from it except few. And then Talut chose those few to join him for the battle. He did not want to have the others. He says only those few who did not drink from that river will only follow me. The others would not. And they went on proceeding to meet and to face one of the greatest armies of all time, led by one of the greatest, toughest tyrants of all time by the name of Jalut. Jalut. Who's Jalut? Jalut, he was in Palestine and they were to go and face Jalut to again conquer Palestine back. Within the army or inside the army of Talut was a young man, was a young boy. He was not known. He was not known. So the two armies met. They confronted one another. The army of Talut and the army of Jalut. Jalut is the enemy. Jalut was huge. Remember those Palestinians, the Amalika. They were big. They were huge. And the others were, you know, the army of Jalut outnumbered the army of Talut. Not only they were stronger, but also they outnumbered them. Before the fight, or before the battle started, Jalut asked for a duel. Jalut asked for a duel. Who wants to face me? They used to do that at the time. Even at the time of the Prophet Muhammad in the Battle of Badr, they did that, you know. They called for a duel, for Mubaraza. So Jalut, he was strong. And then he came out. Who wants to face me? Talut called out from his army. Who wants to go and face this man? They looked at him. He's huge. Nobody wanted to face him. Who wants to face this man? I shall make him marry my daughter. Hey, hey, hey. So... Men, men are men. As soon as they heard, you know, initially when he said, who wants to go and face this man? Who wants to go and fight him? Nobody wanted to fight him. Then Talut said, whoever goes out to face him and to fight him, he shall marry my daughter. And then they start thinking about it. He had to mention his daughter. He has to throw in a fruit in there. He has to throw in a, astaghfirullah. He had to throw in a prize, and the prize is to marry my daughter. You know, la hawla wa quwwata illa billah al-ali al-azim. So who came out, brothers and sisters? Who came out? This young boy. This young boy that nobody knew who he was. This young boy that nobody knew who he was, his name was David, Dawood alayhi salam, from Bethlehem. From Bethlehem initially he was from, you know, his ancestors. So he used to have a slingshot, you know, those slingshot. In that slingshot he had three rocks, three stones. So he came out to face Jalut. Jalut was huge. You know, it's been reported that says, this guy is so huge. People are scared. People are terrified. They said, Rabbana, Rabbana, afrigh alayna sabran wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala alqawmi alkafirin. A beautiful dua, they said. Rabbana, afrigh alayna sabran. Oh Allah, bless us with patience. We are few in numbers and we're going to face this army, which is, you know, like huge giant army with, you know, that outnumbered us. Oh Allah, we need lots of patience. Bless us with patience. وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا, and make our feet stand firm in the battle. in the battle. Make our feet stand firm. وَانْصُلْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ And give us victory over the kafirin. Give us the victory over the kafirin. And then the qital started. But before the qital started, brothers and sisters, before, you know, the qital, before the battle started, came Dawood confronting, you know, this huge man by the name of Jalut. And then Dawood alayhi salam looked at him. How can I miss him? He's huge. How can I miss him? He pulled his slingshot, you know, and then with his three rocks, pulled through the rocks and killed Goliath. Goliath, aywa, he killed Jalut. Jalut was killed by a young boy by the name of David, Dawood alayhi salam. Started the battle, and when the battle started, the believers, of course, defeated the other army with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as they defeated them, they were so happy. They praised Dawood alayhi salam, and they made him a king. The very first Nabi, king, my brothers and sisters, the very first prophet who was a ruler and a king and a prophet is Dawood alayhi salam, David alayhi salam. David from the progeny of Yehuda the son of Yaqub alayhi salam. He became a great king. That's why even in the Bible, they call him King David. Even in the Bible, they called him, you know, or they call him King David. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with a huge kingdom. Not only that, but remember what I said. He used to be very devout, very, very, you know, a great, good, devout worshiper, alayhi as-salatu wassalam. And not only that, he used to have those beautiful voices, the voices where he would, you know, not sing, but he would, you know, recite the Torah and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used to stand alone or sit alone in solitude, you know, for so long, crying. He was known that he used to cry a lot in the, you know, as he used to remember, you know, and make a mention of the names of Allah, and he used to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would, you know, he would drift tears, he would cry. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ala nabiyyina salatu wassalam. Brothers and sisters, Dawood alayhi salam was also known that he would eat from his own hands, meaning whatever he used to make, he would, you know, feed himself. He would not go and buy food and whatnot. He will make things and buy and whatever he was to make, that's what he would, you know, provide for himself and his family from his own hands. Alayhi as-salatu wassalam. I'malu ahla Dawood shukra wa qalilun min ibadiy ash-shakur. I'malu, write ahla Dawood shukra, write and worship Allah and praise Allah and be thankful to Allah. Wa qalilun min ibadiy ash-shakur. Very few are those who thank Allah azza wa jal. Very few are those who thank Allah. Brothers and sisters, there was this sahabi who used to make dua, oh Allah, make me from the few. Oh Allah, make me from the few. They asked him, why are you making this dua? Oh Allah, make you from the few. He says, in the Quran, Allah talks a lot about the few. وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ And very few of those who believe, and very few of those who are thankful, very few of those who are patient. So he's asking Allah to make him amongst the few. وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ وَاذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا دَاوُودَ ذَا الْأَيْدِ إِنَّهُ أَوَّابَ إِنَّا سَخَّرْنَا الْجِبَالَ مَعَهُ يُسَبِّحْنَ بِالْعَشِيِّ وَالْإِشْرَاقَ And the birds assembled all with him, repeating praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day, Dawood, as he used to have, you know, time for resolving disputes and issues between his people, at a time where that, you know, where he was supposedly you know, alone with his family, at a time where, you know, it was off from you know, sitting in his dominion, settling the disputes, somebody came to him with a matter. Somebody came to him and he said, I have 99 ewes, or I have 99 najah, you know, like these goats. And Akhi, my brother, has 99, but I have only one. So my brother took that one from me. He overpowered me and he took that one from me. He took that one from me. He has 99, but I only have one. So Dawood, because it was a time where, you know, it was not that time, that man was not supposed to be coming because that was his off time. But then he rushed his hukm, his ruling. He rushed his ruling and he said, well, certainly your brother has wronged you. Certainly your brother has wronged you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, wanted to sort of, you know, was not pleased with him because he rushed the hukm. And in fact, it was a trial from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was an angel who came to him to teach him a lesson. You know, there was an angel in the form of a man who came to him to teach him a lesson. You know, instead of rushing into a ruling, you have to hear from the brother. You only heard from one who said, you know, I only have one and my brother has 99. But you did not hear from the other brother. Maybe he has a different story. You know, why did you rush the ruling? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was kind of angry at him. So Dawood alayhi salam, he realized and he made sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking for forgiveness. Brothers and sisters, Dawood alayhi salam, one day he came in home. He was known to have this ghira. He was known to have this very, you know, protective jealousy. Protective jealousy, like he would not want his wife to talk to or look at man and whatnot. So one day, his wife was at home and then some man came in. And she says, who are you? You know, if my husband was to see you, he will kill you. And then David alayhi salam came in. Dawood came in alayhi salam. And then he saw the man. Who are you? And David became so angry. The man said, I am the one who fears no rulers. I am the one who fears no kings. I am the one who fears nobody. Everybody fears me, but I fear no one except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knew that he was Malak al-Maut. He knew that he was the angel of death. So he said, marhaban, marhaban, welcome, welcome to the angel of death. Welcome, O angel of death. Welcome, O angel of Malak al-Maut, angel of death. And the angel of death took the soul of Dawood alayhi salam. When he died, brothers and sisters, it's been reported, subhanAllah, that 40,000 worshippers, 40,000 people came to his, you know, funeral. So much so. Imagine 40,000, because he was a king, he was a ruler, right? 40,000 people came to his funeral. So much so, they were standing outside, and it was, you know, on a hot day, people were almost suffocating, you know, with the heat and the masses. So Sulaiman was there. What did Sulaiman do? Sulaiman did something amazing. Sulaiman will have a greater kingdom than his father's. Sulaiman alayhi salam will have a greater kingdom than his father. During the death of Dawood, Sulaiman did something extraordinary. What did he do? What was so special about Sulaiman? We heard that Sulaiman used to understand the language of the animals, the language of the birds, the language of the ants. How? Was he a true good king, a righteous king, as his father? What was he? And how was he? It was told that Sulaiman was a great leader. He used to have these meetings with all his, you know, elite, and he used to talk to them every day. And then came the story of that bird who wasn't there. How did Sulaiman know that the bird was not there? There's so many birds. How come Sulaiman alayhi salam noticed that one bird was not present in his meeting? Sulaiman, you remember, he used to rule the whole universe. In that meeting, he noticed that only one bird was missing, was not present. How did he know? How did he know, alayhi salam? What was given to Sulaiman that was not given to any prophet? Because he made a dua. What was that dua? What was that dua? Yes, Sister Yashmin, you smelled it right. You smelled it right, and if you did not smell it, you guys, it's definitely a cliffhanger for next week, inshallah ta'ala. we will talk about Suleiman, we will talk about the death of Dawood alayhi salam, and then Suleiman and the story of Suleiman and the Shayateen. The story of Suleiman and the Shayateen. Shayateen? Yes, the Shayateen. The jinn? Yes, the jinn. There's something amazing about Suleiman and him sleeping, you know, and they said, oh, they found something, you know, they found a baby or something, you know. Is it a true or is it a myth? Is it a true story or is it a myth? Suleiman had so many children, Suleiman had so many wives, more than his father, David. How true that is. We'll talk about that, inshallah ta'ala, next week, brothers and sisters. Jazakumullah khair. Thank you for attending, brothers and sisters. Thank you, those of you on Facebook, those of you on Instagram. Thank you for joining. Jazakumullah khair. We'll see you next Friday. Remember this. Note it down. Next Friday, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Jazakumullah khair once again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. See you next week, next Friday. Put it down in your calendars, you guys. Put it down in your calendars, inshallah. Friday, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget. Do not forget, inshallah. Because from now on are just another some amazing, amazing prophets. Suleiman. And then we'll talk about, you know, some other prophets who will come after Suleiman alayhi salam. So thank you so much. Barakallahu feekum. One more time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum, guys.